All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're finishing up this segment on, you know, the six focus points. And we're into number three, and if you just logged in or listening to the show itself, we've been talking about developing an income stream. And I talked about, you know, find something you love, become great at it, create your value proposition. If it doesn't provide you the financial opportunity you want, change jobs, those kind of things. And most importantly, just become great at what you do. All right. And if you become great at what you do, in most cases, you can leverage yourself. It's been proven, though, that, you know, if you're working for one company and for more than 5 years, in many cases, your opportunity is better elsewhere. I don't know what it is, but companies just don't tend to keep giving raises to their great people. They always end up running them over to their competitors. I don't understand that. So anyway, but with that being said, we're going to go into focus number four. We're going to go on the offense. First off, you get educated, you find a financial coach. Then we're going to max out our retirement plans, make sure they're properly allocated. I see this all the time with, you know, people have retirement plans and, you know, you work hard and then you change a job and then you got your retirement plan sitting over here by itself. You know, nobody's looking at it. Change jobs again. I've been into places, met with people where they've got three or four different former 401ks sitting there unmanaged. They're all in different things. They have no idea what's going on. Guys, a half a percentage point over 20 years is 5 years of income at retirement. If you get a full percentage point difference over 20 years, it's 13 years of income at retirement. So you want to make sure that all of this stuff is done. You're in many cases better off consolidating them into your own individual retirement account. That's what we do. If you would like help on that, you'd like to pull all this stuff together. You know, I met with someone just yesterday where they had five or six different retirement accounts from all these different places, not diversified, not allocated correctly. And I see this all the time. You want to buy the right house, and that is one that is easily affordable. What I mean by easily, 15-20% should be your payment, not, you know, what you can qualify for, 30%, you know, that kind of deal. We say for college, that's part of the offense. We got 529s. We got, educational savings accounts. You can gift money to your kids through UGMAs and UTMAs. We got that kind of thing. Of course, we got, if they have any income, something you may not know, but a 16-year-old that makes $3,000 a year is eligible for a Roth IRA. How about that? So you could fund, you know, they could start funding their Roth IRA just off of money they earned. I know one of my sons made a little bit of money, and in the early days when they were kids and they were working, I would match them. And we'd put it into an investment, and they learned about investing at a younger age, and that money is sitting there. So you start thinking about that. You want to have an opportunity fund. That's money that I typically put into mutual funds, and they're taxable, but I can get to them. And that allows me, if an opportunity came along, I could use those as collateral if I wanted to for a loan, or I could just pull that money out and use that. And so we're on the offense now. We're thinking about it, and we're always paying attention to our money. I get a text message every afternoon and an email about my bank balances. I look at it, you know, I look at my investment accounts. I can log in, look exactly what I've got. So what happens is, anything you manage and pay attention to, you're going to end up doing better. So we go on the offense. So we got our goal. We got our GPS down. We got our attitude right. We worked on making sure we didn't lose by having a great defense. We then got into the mindset that we're going to raise our income, become more valuable, and then we're going to go on the offense. So number four is go on the offense. And we start getting educated so we know when we do things. So we're not sitting here saying, oh, maybe I should invest in Bitcoin, or I'm going to be a day trader or some kind of stuff like that. When people that are getting into this stuff and doing that kind of stuff, I said, well, are you really intent on losing your money? Because most people that day trade, that's just another word for being unemployed, and they generally lose their money. Are Bitcoin people getting rich? There might have been some a long time ago, but most people that get in, they you know, Bitcoin goes up and goes down, and you know, they have no idea why they're doing it. And so when we get on the offense, the most important offense you can do is raise your income and then let your investments get reasonable rates of return, give yourself time, and make good decisions by spending less than you make. That's how you get on the offense. And then one day you wake up and you say, yeah, you know, I bought that property 20 years ago for $100,000. It's worth $2 million or something like that. Or I started putting that money in the mutual fund and it's grown 10 times what it used to, what I put into it, because I was on the offense. Number five, okay? When we go into our number four, finishing the offense, there's some rules I want to give you that you might want to understand about. The first one is called the Rule of 72. That is a formula. You can look it up. You can also go to our website. The Rule of 72 tells you how long it takes your money to double at kind of different interest rates. You need to look at something called time and consistency. What that means is that, you know, if you wait a year to save money, you lose the back end year of compounding when the money is at the largest level. If you wait 5 years, you lose the last 5 years of earnings. All right. So it's different. You say, well, I'm waiting 5 years to get started. Well, keep in mind, you have 5 years that didn't compound. And to give you a perfect example, if you were to wait 7 years to start and your return was 10%, the same person would have twice as much money as you, saving the same amount of money. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's stuff like that. You want to become an owner, not a loaner. So look at banks for what they are. Banks and insurance companies are strictly to hold very short-term money. For the most part, if you put your money with a bank, you're not going to get anything in other than some safety, emergency fund. If you put it with an insurance company, all you got to do is ask yourself, how much has cash value life insurance done for the insurance company versus buying whole life insurance, and how much has it done for you? Just drive into any major city and you're going to find what? The biggest buildings are banks and insurance companies. So we want to become an owner, not a loaner. Don't loan your money to that. Go get involved in things that have ownership. You need, if you don't understand mutual funds, how they work, or managed accounts, call us. We'll give you a quick overview on how that works. You can visit roymatlackjr.com. But what is a mutual fund? It's a professional money manager. And what they do, they generally charge about 1% to manage your money. And they go out and they do research. When they say research, they really do research. I mean, these fund companies go out there and they count the people walking in and out of the mall because they don't trust the mall. And there's things like that. And so what it allows you to do is to get your money professionally managed. And they can actually do that. Understand the different types of investments, from very conservative, when we have money markets and bonds, all the way up to aggressive growth. And that's inside of the investment spectrum. You want to understand asset allocation. What that means is we want to make sure that, you know, at certain stages in our life that our allocation is maybe 60-40 stock and bond, or maybe it's 90%, you know, growth, that type of thing. Because we look at it and we're allocating our money, we want to reallocate it, all right, or what we call rebalance it over time. These are parts of the offense. You might want to look at target dates for your retirement plans. Target dates give you all of the asset allocation and the rebalancing in advance. All you do is sign up for the target. You take your age, birth year, and add maybe 65 or 70 years to it, and that'll give you a good target date. You can pick those funds. I think those are great for money that someone's not totally overseeing. Because these funds, they tend to go ahead and do that for you. Then when you retire, part of the offenses is understanding, you know, all our income streams and how many and where we're going to pull from first. Do we convert to Roth IRAs, all that kind of thing? We have college plan options. You can also do target dates, 529s, ESAs, all those kind of things. So now what we've done is we've put together a great system, all right? And then once we do that, we start looking at what is going to help us more than anything. It's called time. That's number five. Focus number five is time. Time allows things to work. You know, if you were in the market and COVID hit and you saw the market go down and, you know, and panicked and stuff like that, if you just left it alone over time, it recovered. You can look back in time, in the longer that you've left your money in the S&P 500, over time, it is appreciated. But any given day, it may go up or go down. So the first thing you want to do is understand, put time on your side. Now, how do you put time on your side? First thing is you start saving as soon as you can. You want to get moving. And if it's just a little bit, just get in the habit. If you want to put $50 a month away into a Roth IRA, do that. I started mine with $50 a month. To this day, you can open a professionally managed mutual fund account for as little as $50 a month. And if you're out there right now and you're young or your kids are young and they're just getting started in life, pick up the phone and call our office. We'll be happy to set those accounts up for them. $50. Anybody can do $50 a month and set up a Roth IRA or set up a retirement, you know, some type of retirement plan or just something to where you're saving money. You'll start feeling better about things. You can visit roymatlockjr.com and just say, hey, I want to set up something for $50, and we'll follow back up with you. Or you can call 615-843-2999 and get time on your side. So the first thing you need to know about time, if you try to get rich quick, you're probably going to get broke quick. How about that? So let's use time the right way, not get rich quick. Get rich quick, in my mind, is 15 to 20 years. It takes time to become competent in anything, especially investments. All right, so you want to always be working on your skill set. Every investment will always revert to the mean, meaning like real estate usually gets 4 to 5%. If it's going up big time now, it usually averages 4 to 5%. The stock market gets 10%. How does real estate work? Well, you get a little leverage in it, and that's how you get the returns. If you go into mutual funds, those are passive. If you buy rental properties, they're more active investing, that kind of thing. But the bottom line is that use time and then learn that rule of 72 and make your decisions based on rates of return, risk, all that kind of stuff. And so we are cruising along. Man, I'm gonna do a Q&A session as well in some of our future shows. If you're just tuning in and you want to find out more, I think we're up to upwards of 100 podcasts about money. So you can go to any of your Apple Podcast, or you can go to roymatlockjr.com and sign up. Spotify, I'm on all of them. It's called the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour. And if you'd like help with your money, would like to have a goal setting session, a 15-minute phone call or Zoom, visit roymatlockjr.com. You can register there, or you can call 615-843-2999. We will talk to you again next week.